We touched on this a little earlier, that extreme weather, we've seen a lot of it overseas at the moment, and of course here in the Hunter we've had threats of fires and all sorts of things. From time to time it does go bad. Of course, it doesn't get any worse than if you're already homeless and you don't have anywhere to call home, don't have anywhere to, put your feet up at the end of the day. So let's have a look at how extreme weather can affect those in that scenario with Danielle Avery. Danielle's the Senior Research Fellow in Social Vulnerability and Disasters with the Central Queensland University. Good morning, Danielle. That is a mouthful, but I guess weather generally, how does it affect those that are homeless, with the weather conditions?
I think essentially when we think about people experiencing homelessness, we can think about them as being more exposed. And that's not just physically, so in terms of being more exposed to mosquitoes and rain and wind and heat, but also psychologically as well.
I was just going to say, Danielle, I guess at the end of the day, we know that there are folks that are homeless without somewhere to go, and when we sort of go home at the end of the day, it can be very much out of sight, out of mind. But if you're there battling those weather conditions and all of the other side effects that go with that 24/7, it's a pretty tough road, isn't it?
It is. A lot of people spoke to us about feeling incredibly worn down by trying to manage the weather, as you said, 24/7. So if we can go home, we can put on a jumper, we can close the windows, maybe pop on a heater. But if you're out in the middle of it, you know, and all you have is a blanket, it's really hard to keep yourself safe, keep yourself dry, and keep yourself healthy as well.
Are there some things that can be done practically to help those living with homelessness in respect to the weather?
Yeah, I think there are. One of the things that we often do is have donations. So we often give blankets or, books and things that we think might be useful for people. What we can think about in terms of extreme weather is, would this be helpful in, say, for example, extreme wet? So if we're giving woolen blankets, they're not as portable, particularly once they're wet. But if we have some sleeping bags, certainly those sleeping bags that have that great weatherproofing on the outside, or perhaps we have a tent that we don't need anymore, those things can be particularly useful for extreme weather.
Which is what it's all about. And I guess, Danielle, whenever we can spare a thought for those and maybe do something practically, that would certainly be of great help also.
Yeah, look, absolutely. If you're living in an area where you're expecting floods or bushfires, as you mentioned earlier, it's also helpful to think about the community that you're in. And if you know somebody who's struggling, you might be able to include them in your evacuation plan or in your bushfire plan. That can also be something really helpful as well.
That's something I had not even given any consideration to. But Danielle, thanks for bringing a couple of great ideas for us this morning.
Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
From Central Queensland University, their Senior Research Fellow in Social Vulnerability and Disasters. And boy, if you're homeless, you certainly fit into that category. That's Danielle Avery joining us this morning at 2NURFM.